All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 6 o'clock, and DJ Rizzle King and DJ Slips are back on the air after our first foray into radio yesterday. DJ Rizzle King, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you, DJ Slips?
I'm doing pretty well. We're just switching between DJs right now. If you want to give a call in, you can call 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. So if you want to give us a call, tell us what you want to hear, that would be great. DJ Rizzle King, why don't you tell us about what we might be able to expect on tonight's show?
We're going to start off with a little bit of music. Our normal show is called Anything and Everything, so you can expect to hear a little bit of all types of music. Maybe some rock, maybe some pop. If DJ Slips permits me, maybe even some country music.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
That's, not sure that's how that one's
we'll
going to go
we'll
over.
See. Anything and Everything.
And then we're going to end up with a little bit of talk with a couple of guests that we have in the studio for later on. So we're going to start off with some more old school. We're going to get some Earth, Wind, and Fire, if we can get this pulled up in time. But, Sam, how are we doing on?
Well, it's a great question. The answer is that it's not on the Rivendell, for those listeners out there. Rivendell is what we use on the radio here to play music through the board. So, we're just going to get a song queued up right now by the Beatles, because who doesn't love
the Beatles? DJ Slips, have you ever not been in the mood for the Beatles?
Honestly, DJ Rizzle King, I can't say that I've never not been in the mood. So let's hear Act Naturally by the Beatles.
Movies, they're gonna make a big start out of me. Make a film about a man that's sad and lonely, and all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Tell biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Earth, Wind, and Fire's September. And DJ Rizzle King, we're going to hear another one from him right now. What are we going to hear, DJ?
I'm thinking, why don't we hear some Marvin Gaye?
All right, let's hear it. Here we go.
You don't have to worry, 'cause
All right. That was Ain't No Mountain High Enough. DJ Rizzle King, we're going to play another song for our viewers now. What are we going to hear from them? From you, sorry.
All right. Everybody knows the classic James Bond movie Spectre, most recent Daniel Craig movie.
I'm a fan.
So classic thing from James Bond movies are the songs during opening scores. But we're going to hear a cover of Writings on the Wall by the Nor'easters.
Fancy.
Very good. Fancy, Northeastern fancy. Acapella group.
All right, let's hear it. Start it up. DJ Rizzle King, tell us a little about that one.
All right, that was the Nor'easters, one of Northeastern University's many a cappella groups with a cover of Sam Smith's Writings on the Wall. Northeasters are a very accomplished a cappella group. They're often competing in regional competition, ICCAs, for any of you who have seen Pitch Perfect. Just thought I'd share one of my favorite types of music.
DJ Rizzle King, I have a question for you. Did you by any chance sing with the Nor'easters at Northeastern when you were with the Tufts Amalgamates, the oldest mixed gender a cappella group at Tufts University?
I did not sing with the Nor'easters. I sang with Distilled Harmony, another excellent Northeastern group. But I am in the Tufts Amalgamates. If you want to check them out,
that's
on Spotify.
I mean, we played some of them. They are really fantastic, the Tufts Amalgamates. You could have seen them at the Northeastern version of Spookapella. Spookapella, one of the greatest events of all time, I might say. So we're going to get another song on here. I wouldn't really call it a cappella, would you?
I don't know what it is, so I'm very curious.
It's my favorite type. Let's hear it.
All night long.
Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not Mom, I'm Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, that was a nice PSA we just had there, wasn't it, DJ?
Thank you
for okay.
that, DJ Slips.
Thank you, I'm very proud to put that out there. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, more specifically, listeners. Once again, I've been told that I've been saying viewers, so I'm going to try to work on that. Listeners of WMFO 91.5 in Medford, it is 621, and we have a guest with us right now.
Hello.
Oh, there he is. His name is Patrick Song.
Yes.
Patrick, do you have a radio name that you want us to call you?
Are
you
good
with
just
Patrick?
Yeah, I'll just go with that.
All right,
let's just go with
Patrick. I like it.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a little bit of a break from music and do some more.
Please don't turn off the radio.
Please don't turn off the radio to any of our listeners out
It'll
there.
It'll be back soon.
We promise with some fun music. But we're gonna take a brief break from talking about music and talk about some movies instead.
Ooh.
So for anybody who's been following the movie news recently, Blade Runner 2049 was just released, I think, about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, starring Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
The three of us attended that movie and had slightly different opinions on it.
Differing viewpoints.
Well, yes.
So before we get going, just a couple of quick things if you want to know about the movie. For those of you who haven't seen the movie, Officer K, played by Ryan Gosling, a new Blade Runner for the Los Angeles Police Department, unearths a long-buried secret that has the potential to plunge what's left of society into chaos. His discovery leads him on a quest to find Rick Deckard, Harrison Ford, a former Blade Runner who's been missing for 30 years. It's the sequel to Blade Runner, the original, also starring Harrison Ford from, I think, about 30 years ago. Had an 8.5 out of 10 on IMDb and an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes, and grossed $194.1 million at the box office, which, for a movie of this budget, is considered a flop. So, DJ Slips, I know you are not a fan of this movie.
I am not, but more importantly, I am a fan of background music, which means right now we're going to try to get some Blade Runner background music going. Let's see what we can get right here. It's kind of quiet, but I'm a fan. Anybody?
Just to set the mood a little bit.
Yeah. All right, well, you know. Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so now that we've got this background music, let's take it down a bit. Yes, DJ Rizzle King, I was not a fan. I was immensely bored by it. I mean, I fell asleep. It was that bad.
He fell asleep, so he couldn't even enjoy the movie.
I know, but why did I fall asleep? Because it was so boring.
It was a dark movie theater.
There wasn't a ton of action, to be fair. It was an action movie. It was marketed as such. I think a lot of people went into the movie with that expectation.
Mm-hmm. It's like marketing Orange is the New Black as a comedy in the Emmy categories. It was a drama. That's what it was. They underutilized Ryan Gosling.
They underutilized Ryan Gosling. Harrison Ford is given the title of second principal for only spending maybe 50 minutes of, I will say, 2 hour and 50 minute long.
Yeah, do you know how long 2 hours and 50 minutes is?
You have to work through it.
It is a long movie.
I shouldn't have to work through a movie. I should be sad the movie's ending.
All right, well, give me something you liked about the movie.
I really like this. I really like this background music. I have to say, what did I like about the movie? Oh God!
Anything. It could be the visuals. It could. I know.
The visual effects were very good. But also,
I feel like at this point
in history,
if the visual effects are not good, that's more telling than if they are good.
Yeah. No. I agree. That's why I don't even give it credit for the good visual effects. I mean, there are so many good movies with visual effects.
That is fair.
I mean, I actually like Ryan Gosling, so I was also disappointed by his use in this bad movie.
I mean, I wasn't mad at going to watch it, but I wouldn't like watch it again. But it wasn't like I was angry that I had to sit through it.
Okay, so
fine.
Personally, I rewatch movies, which means that if I'm not going to watch something again, I don't think it was good.
See, I think I enjoy movies a great deal. However, I will only rewatch a very select few movies. For any of
the
listeners who are fans of the Pink Panther 1 and 2 starring Steve Martin, fantastic movies.
That's good. Patrick, any movies that you'd rewatch?
It's very rare. It's usually only Christopher Nolan movies.
Yeah, okay. So what's your favorite Christopher Nolan movie?
Oh, well, you have too many. Batman, Inception, Interstellar, though.
Well, you really can think about that, and we will be back shortly. But for now, here is a little bit of Mambo Number 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Touch the sky.
right. That was MGMT's Kids, a very classic song, also sampled in B.O.B.'s Opposite of Adults. We have another song coming up for you, but we're going to let our guest Patrick introduce it. Patrick, where is this next song from?
Well, you might recognize it from the opening sequence of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
All right, what's it called?
Mr. Bluestar.
All right, let's hear it. That was Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra, and as our guest Patrick's song did say, that was from the opening sequence of Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Just quick question to DJ Rizzle King and our guest here, which one do you think was better, Guardians of Galaxy 1 or Guardians of Galaxy 2?
I'm going to go with Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Ooh, really?
What? For a couple of reasons.
Okay.
Kurt Russell, fantastic actor.
Okay.
Just makes anything he's in better.
Okay.
I'm not going to give any spoilers. I cried at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2
completely shamelessly.
Mm-hmm. DJ Slips was with me. At that moment. both of them are fantastic. I just thought the jokes in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 were funnier.
But I will say, they kind of just did the same thing over again.
Yeah, that's...
They were
yeah.
the same movie.
I liked Guardians of the Galaxy 1 more because mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, while still good, was just Guardians of the Galaxy 1 with different jokes.
Yeah.
I can't fault them for it because both of them were good.
Yeah.
But I... if I Again, if I had to watch a movie twice, I would watch Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Well, it's the same... It's the same thing as Star Wars 7 versus mm-hmm. Star Wars 4 or Star Wars, just Star Wars A New Hope for mm-hmm. purists out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of talks about a bigger thing in Hollywood, which is the lack of original content that's coming out. We talked about Blade Runner about 10 minutes ago.
And?
Blade Runner 2049 was just a sequel to the original Blade Runner. They're making a fourth Toy Story movie, a second Incredibles movie.
No complaints on the second Incredibles movie.
No complaints.
It doesn't matter if there are complaints, though.
He's right. His point
is very rare.
The fact that all Hollywood is doing nowadays is just putting out sequels is kind of troubling and a little bit frustrating.
Also, I don't know, I was in New York, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. I was looking at all of the billboards, nothing original. It's all like movies that they're making into musicals now. So, I mean, mm-hmm. it's not just a West Coast thing. It's also traveling, sweeping the nation over to the East Coast.
I mean, it's literally in every form of media. J.K. Rowling could have been happy with 7 amazing books of Harry Potter. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child was one of the worst things I've ever read.
To our listeners, we're gonna not talk about Harry Potter right now because we don't want to spend the next hour and 20 minutes talking about it. So
pretty fantastic series.
Let's move on. DJ Rizzle King, you wanted to say something before the break. What was that?
I just wanted to talk about how Hollywood needs to make more original content. This is going back to Guardians of the Galaxy versus Guardians of the Galaxy 2. The Marvel Cinematic Universe is now 15 movies in size, which is kind of...
Wow, that's crazy.
They're just capitalizing on movie after movie, which isn't to say that the Marvel Cinematic Universe makes bad movies. I loved the first Iron Man movie. I loved the Avengers. I loved Captain America.
Oh, Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier Civil War. But with Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, and Avengers Infinity War coming out soon, all of which are going to be great, I just think it's important that Hollywood needs to keep putting out original things. I think they did a good job wrapping up. Fox did a good job wrapping up X-Men with Logan, which was a real movie.
I have not seen that.
I've been told I have to watch it.
That might be in my top 10 movies of all time.
That's amazing. That's really amazing.
Really,
Oscar.
Really
would you say Hugh Jackman Oscar winning?
I would say I will be very upset if he doesn't get an Oscar.
That's
nomination.
Crazy. You know what's very upsetting is I was talking to my brother and he thought Blade Runner 2049 was so good. He was telling me how he thought Ryan Gosling could theoretically win an Oscar.
I think he did a very good job inside a very limiting role. His role was supposed to be constrained. For any of our listeners out there who have not seen any of these movies, you should go watch them. For any of our listeners out there who are very passionate about any of these movies, you should call in. DJ Slips, what number can they call in at?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. You can call in at 855-915-9636. That is 855-915-9636. It is 6:42, and we're going to get another song rolling for you. You may recognize this one from the opening sequence of Friends, the sitcom on NBC. This is I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts.
Even your year.
right. That was I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts. That was the theme song from the very popular NBC sitcom Friends. I cannot say that I've ever listened to it for a full 3 minutes. Actually, I usually skip it when I'm watching. So in the studio right now, we've got more than our usual two. Of course, I'm DJ Slips, and we've got DJ Rizzle King right here.
Yeah, we just wanted to say a quick thank you to Savoir Faire for letting us sub for the weekly show from 6 to 8 on Saturdays, Songs from the Squid Pod. Looking forward to seeing that back next week.
Yep, and on top of Thomas and I, we've also got Patrick, who's spoken a few times. And we actually have a new guest on the air right now. He's about to speak for the first time. His name is Vince Avalone. Vince, welcome to the show.
Hello, DJ Slips, DJ Slips King. it's great to be with you.
This is Vince's first time on air.
Exactly. Vince, you're doing a great job, though. Vince, we hear that you have a song that you'd like to play right now.
I do. The song is What Is Love by Hathaway. And for those listeners who are passionate fans about Saturday Night Live, as Ooh. I am, mm-hmm. You will song know that this song was played in the skit with Will Ferrell and Jim Carrey. So for those of you who are passionate fans, please enjoy, and hopefully this brings you back.
All right, we certainly will. This is What Is Love by Hathaway.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love?
That was What Is Love by Hadaway.
All right, we're going to change up the mood a little bit. It's been a little bit intense in a very good way, but we're going to change up the mood with a little bit of Sam Smith.
Also, just a shout out to my mom right now, who should be listening. Thanks for listening, Mom, and Thomas's mom. All right, Thomas,
all right,
hit it.
Here's some Sam Smith.
Oh, it's you, I know. You're the one I dream of. Look into my eyes, take me to the clouds above. Oh, I lose control, can't seem to get enough. When I wake from dreaming, tell me, is it really love? How will I know if you really love me? I say a prayer with every heartbeat. I fall in
by Sam Smith, a recommendation from our friend here, DJ Rizzle King.
I love that song. I don't know about everybody who's listening out there from Sam Smith, In the Lonely Hour, his breakout album. If you ever want to just chill, take some time, listen to a relaxing song, anything on that album will really serve you well.
Yeah, I just want to give some statistics to our listeners out there. We have now a full 4 viewers, because I know that my parents and aunt and uncle are watching. So given that those are likely our only viewers, we can say confidently that we have 4 viewer or listeners. So congratulations to all at the station.
I would just like to say a quick hello to Sam's family.
Thank you. Thank you, DJ Rizzle King. Okay, so we're going to get another song queued up here right now. This is the theme from Pulp Fiction, except with a twist, because it is by the group Two Cellos, who play very popular songs, but with their cellos. They're very good. Thank you. Thank you. That's a good clarification.
We needed some clarification.
It's kind of the education we get here at Tufts.